CD list. CD clear.
WA mobile.
CD mobile, how you doing?
I'm motoring along pretty good, and at my age, that's all I can expect. How are you today?
I got finished up from work and headed home. Got to go do some errands. And depends on the weather, what the weather's going to do. Can't really make plans.
Wife and I are headed down to Sam's and possibly Costco and the grocery store to make up our little supply run for the week or two. And we're going to come back into the house at about 3 o'clock. It's supposed to start coming in. So if you've got anything outside you need to do, you need to go ahead and get her done, son.
Yeah, I'd work to do, but it's going to have to wait. I need to rotate the tires on this vehicle I'm driving. It's not really overdue, but it's close. So, but I decided, well, better wait till a better time.
I'm thinking that might be the better discretion there. So, yeah, and it's always fun rotating tires, isn't it?
Interesting to do. I've got to where I can do it and not take up a whole lot of time, but the only place I really like is in Spartanburg. And I don't want to drive 40 miles just to get that done. Of course, there'll probably come a time when I won't have a choice.
Yeah. You know, I've got a man cave that's big enough, and I got an old classic car in there, and I broke down and I bought myself a lift. So, I tell you, I really don't have any excuses about taking it somewhere to get the tires rotated anymore.
A lift, hey. That's deluxe. I got jack stands and floor jacks, and you know, I just did it on this. We got one vehicle we drive the daylights out of, and two of them we just sort of sits at home. We don't drive them that much, but this one is the one that it gets the most use, and it's got the full size spare that's actually one of the tires, so we have to do a 5-tire rotation.
Okay. Well, yep. So, yeah, that I can see where that would be a little bit of a pain, having to take the spare out, drop it down, put it in the rotation, take another one, put it back up in there. Got a 1500 series Chevy pickup. The spare is up under the bed. You got to wind it down and all that junk. I just rotate the four and leave that one underneath and just maintenance it every now and then.
I can understand that. Two of ours are like that, but this one's a RAV4, and it's got the spare tire hangs off the back door. And it's pretty easy to get to. Anyway, it kind of prolongs the wear. You're wearing out 5 tires instead of 4, so, you know, it makes a little bit of difference.
Yep. Well, you know, hey, it works. So, I usually buy a little bit bigger tire size, and I go with a little bit better tire than what they provide from the dealer. So I just leave that odd tire in its spare position and rotate the better stuff and then buy them whenever I need them.
But, yeah, I might try doing that tomorrow. It depends on I hadn't looked at the weather forecast for tomorrow. But I'm trying to get to the point around the house where we got no projects we're working on, unless something just breaks or just absolutely has to be fixed. You know, because I'm getting tired of working all day Saturday on everything I can get done. Some people enjoy their Saturdays, but I don't. I have to work on this and that, fix this and clean that. So my wife, I said, let's try to get to a point where we can relax on Saturday.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just going to wait to hear what you have to say about a year after you retire. It don't get no easier. It don't get no more fun. I mean, all of a sudden, after you retire, you got more stuff to do than Carter's got pills, baby. Man. And I'm sitting on a little over 6 acres. It's just constantly something.
You understand what you're saying about that? I really do. My wife and I shake the head and just wonder how some people manage to. In summertime, they go to the lake on Saturdays, and in wintertime, they go snow skiing and talk about all the stuff they do. We just wonder how in the world they do all that.
I know what you mean, but I'll tell you something. I don't know if you know it or not, or if you've noticed it or not, but there is something ingrained into the female genome that says that they think they've got to keep their husbands busy. Especially after retirement.
Hey, D for ID. We've got so much stuff to do. There's no such thing as being bored around our house.
Did you catch that last comment pretty good about the female genome and it being built into them?
Yeah, a lot of people call it a honey-do list.
My wife is sitting here next to me, and I just got pinched and asked if I wanted some cheese with that wine.
Yeah. I guess I better sign with you. I'm almost home, and the repeater gets real scratchy as I get close to the house. But hope you have a good day, and hope the weather don't get too bad for us.
Yeah, I hear you. Say, hey, so where's the QTH?
Not far from downtown Easley. We could, less than a mile from Main Street.
So you'll be protected pretty good down in there from all this predicted wind. I live about 4 miles south of Highway 11 on New Cut Road over in Spartanburg County, and they say we're supposed to get gusts up to 50. So, anyhow, it might get interesting on my tower. Well, you have a good afternoon. I enjoyed the ride-along. 73, K4, VWA, I'm clear.
Thanks for riding with me for a few minutes, and I hope you get all your shopping and errands done. I got to go eat some lunch now. I'm getting mighty hungry. KC4SKD, I'm clear.
K4, DJY, I'm mobile.